At the J&J Auditorium in Mauritius, a gala named The Charm of the Silk Road has been put on to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the independence of Mauritius as well as the Chinese New Year. Among the performances, a group of local kids practicing martial arts has won a lot of applause from the crowd. Song Yanqun, the Chinese cultural counselor as well as head of the China Cultural Center in Mauritius, says the performers are all from the China Cultural Center. They best represent the center's efforts to push forward the localization of Chinese culture in Mauritius.
These martial arts learners are all local people, which I am proud of. I think if we want Chinese martial arts to go global, we have to introduce it to people worldwide, teaching the spirit and the virtue of martial arts to foreigners.
Besides martial arts, the China Cultural Center in Mauritius is also offering classes that teach Chinese dance, erhu, and drama, and the majority of the learners are local people.
If local people can tell the stories of China, the influence of Chinese culture can go further, because the stories are told in a way that can be better accepted and understood by local people. So we have been committed to promoting localization of Chinese culture and have made quite tremendous achievements.
Song suggests that in promoting China-Africa cultural exchanges, mutual respect and understanding must come first.
Different countries have different cultures and religions. In general, Chinese and African people hold many similar values. For example, they are kind, family-oriented, and pursue peace. So if we try our best to respect and understand each other, we can enjoy sound cultural relations.
Built in 1988, the China Cultural Center in Mauritius is China's first cultural center established overseas. For CRI, this is Gao Junya reporting from Fakola, Phoenix, Mauritius.